Good afternoon. My name's David Cowan. I'm 72 years of age and have lived in Benfleet all but 6 months of my life. I was moved to Benfleet with my father in 1940 before he went into the services for the war. And I grew up in Watlington Road, Benfleet, backing on to Howes Dairy's farm. But by the time I was five, the war was almost over. And I went to St Margaret's School, very often walking down Jopman's Lane, past the milking parlours, past St Margaret's Church out by the railway line and up Church Road to Bowes Gifford. My mother would walk with me, take me to school when I was very young, and then as I got older I would walk all that way on my own. Sometimes when it was wet we'd get a bus, but part of the fun was walking through the farms because it meant that I got to know the cowmen, and the fact that I backed onto the farm by the age of 6 or 7, we used to jump over the fence, help the cowmen take the cows into milking every day when we were at home. Got to know the cows by their names, a lot of them, and that went on probably until I was 13, 14. And during that period I learnt a lot about the wildlife that was at the back and the animals. Because of the, not really, my mother and father were, well, my father was home by then, but they weren't poor and they didn't need things. But by the time I was 8 or 9 and able to go out on my own out the back, I would go and collect coal off them. Railway line that fell off the tenders and was laying down the embankment, and bring that home. My mum would use that on the fire. We'd go out and get firewood from all the trees around, dead wood for lighting the fire. Lots of our food came from the wild, and I've always kept that in. Now I go, when I go walking, I'm always foraging, but in those days there was, on the railway embankment, at the end of Jopman's Lane, was a what used to be a signalman's box, or it was the box where they put the detonators on the line, and they all had allotments on the side of the, probably before the war, side of the railway. And because of that, as they got into disrepair during the war, we could still go up there and pick strawberries off the embankment, and we'd hide when the train came along in case they saw us. But used to walk out onto Benfleet Marsh, past Margaret's Church, down Church Lane and out on the Manor Way, which now is the RSPB Reserve. And in the fleet and the marshes out there, we would find moorhens nests and coots nests and duck nests and bring home eggs. Never taking all of them, but always leaving 4 or 5 in the nest and bringing 3 or 4 home in our socks, because they were an easy way to carry them. We'd tie our socks together with a bit of string and hang them around our necks. We also used to go snaring rabbits in the fields out the back of Watlington Road, mushrooming. No end of things that we used to do. As I became older, we then went further afield, and I used to play down in the creek at the bottom of Watlington Road, out over the fields and onto the creek. We like to swim in Benfleet Creek, diving off the sewerage outlet. If you dived one way you were right, if you dived the other way it was a bit dodgy. And there was a whole load of scrubs and behind the old sewerage farm, which we used to call the Mags. And I eventually found out the reason it was called the Mags is because it was, had the magazines were in the middle of those, that scrub area, that fed the aircraft ACAC guns that were on the creek wall, or beside the creek when the creek salted. And there was a pillbox down there which is still there, and we used to play in these derelict magazines, which were tunnels basically back into the earth. Knowing they were there, and having walked down there for many years since, as I, even now we still walk there, I recently went down there with a man from Essex County Council who was looking at a route through for walkers, part of the Heritage Fund, Lottery Fund or something, Thames Gateway project. And we actually found what we believe is the entrance to them, and there is at least one still there. And so maybe one day it'd be nice if someone actually cleared it, and it could become some heritage for us. Yeah, that's where we played, we climbed trees, went bird nesting, and because of all of that, you learnt to respect wildlife. Although we used to take eggs, collect eggs, we also learnt a lot about them, and I've ever since grown up, and not a naturalist as such, but have always had a love of wildlife and the plants, and treat it with respect, and still enjoy walking and looking at it.